Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and it is Saturday, September the 25th, 2021. It's 5:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone, honey. And you know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. Just in case you was wondering, it's the Eastern Standard Time Zone where I got big poppers all over the place, and I got to push it up to the ATL, baby. It rocks, 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 rocks. And I got to give a shout-out to my whole team, Fierce Nation International. Just in case y'all didn't know, it's an international thing, baby. And listen, I got some artists on today that's going to rock your socks off, honey. I got some reggae for you. Yes, indeed. Got a super band promotion. Got some reggae boys. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Let me introduce y'all to somebody over here. Listen, Mr. Mesmo Rock One. Do you hear what I say? Mesmo Rock One. Yes, that's his stage name. Now, listen, listen, listen. He believes that music is the most powerful way to educate and uplift people. And I do agree likewise with his sentiment and educational views on music. Yes, indeed. Now, listen. He views music in a much broader context than most people. For him, it's more like entertainment. It's more than just entertainment, okay? So music has a greater purpose, and I agree with that 100%. For Mr. Mesmo Rock One, for him, music is a way of influence, and he chooses to use his music to help people deal with their problems and uplift themselves by singing songs. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We got to find music with positive messages. Positive messages. I'm telling you, yes. And so he is very talented. He has some great music. Yes, indeed. You're going to hear it on today. And I know y'all going to enjoy it. So listen, now go and get your beverage of choice. You know, it might be some moonshine, might be some whiskey, might be some wine, you know. So listen, it might be a little Corona, a little extra Corona, you know, some hard seltzer water, whatever you need, horny baby child. To get your groove on, go get it right now, because we're getting ready to rock and roll with a little reggae, you know what I mean? I tell you, and they real good. They real good. They real good. I introduced you to my special friend, Mesmo Rock One. Don't you like that? Mesmo Rock One. Yeah, babies. Yeah, I like that. Listen, so we got some bad stuff to put down on you today. So we're going to rock and roll for a little while. Just relax. Take your shoes off, honey. Take your socks off. You know what I mean? I want you to wiggle your toes just a little bit. Let the air just blow through your toes. You know what I'm saying? So if it's hot where you are, turn your fan on. Turn the fan on your feet. Y'all know something. Anytime you put air and fan on your feet, it just makes you feel good. All that cool breeze blowing on your feet, it makes me feel good. So I would hope that, you know, it makes y'all feel good too. So anyway, get your drink now. Get your drink. Get your cigarettes. You know what I mean? Get your cigars, whatever you need. If you need a little, you know, cannabis, get your cannabis, baby, because we're doing reggae style on today, okay? Here we go. We got Keep Moving, Keep Moving. This is by Mesmo Rock One. Oh, we're going to rock it. This is Keep Moving. Check it out, y'all. Check it out.
Yeah. Mesmo representing for you. For all the broken hearted out there. Just want to know.
Hush, little heart, how do you do? Just wanna say that I'm here for you. Love is hard, a lot you've been through. I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna keep on, keep on moving. Keep on grooving, reggae music. Keep on moving. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do you look so stressed today? Keep a smile on your face on the rainy days, yeah. Why do you care what they have to say? You should never let them drain your energy, no. Why let my fight to figure out the maze? But for meditation, let your levitate, yeah. Makes no sense fighting for space. Best I learn to see in all your little lane. You can do it. Your testimony makes you put you through it. Just go.
cause everybody turned to hatred. Trying to break your patience. Treat you like you dated. Don't you cry, don't cry. Please wipe those tears, my friend. Cause if a man invested time to hurt you, something's wrong with him, yeah. Hush, little heart, how do you do? Just wanna say that I'm here for you. Love hits hard, a lot you've been through. I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna keep on moving. Keep on grooving reggae music. Keep on moving, yeah. Why do you look so stressed today? Should keep a smile on your face on the rainy days, yeah. Why do you care what they have to say? You should never let them drain your energy, now. While them might fight your figure out the maze, proper meditation make you levitate, yeah. Makes no sense fighting for space. Better learn to stay in all your little learn. You can do it. Testimony makes you put you through it.
Now listen, you can find this artist on Instagram. Just use the keyword when you get to Instagram. Just use M-E-Z-M-O, Rock, R-O-C, 1-O-N-E. Oh, yes, you can find him on Instagram, Hornet. Now listen. I hope y'all got your cool thingy, you know, the little drink, the thingy. You listen, honey, we hanging out in the Bahamas this afternoon. We in the Bahamas and the Caribbean, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I love that song. Keep moving. Let me tell y'all something. Let mama give you a life lesson. You know, mama always give life lessons. Honey, and that song is so true. You know, with so much that's going on, I'm telling you, sometimes it's a little bit hard to keep pushing and keep moving. But we got to keep on moving, sugar darling. So whatever you are going through, darling, I'm telling you, just keep on moving. Find a reason. You know what? Let's do it this way. Let's do it like this. You know, we did a spiritual detox a couple of days ago. We did a spiritual detox last week. We did that for 3 days, and I explained it. If you miss it, you know, just go back and download, take a listen to the instructions. But listen, in reference to keep on moving, listen, this is what you got to do. Things are really tough sometimes and can be really challenging. But what you have to do is focus in and zero in on the positive. Find one positive something or one positive somebody, you know what I mean? Get somebody positive in your circle, honey. Connect with somebody, honey, that's on the level of positivity. And so you focus in on that, and then when you get them days when you just don't feel like it. We all have them days, you know, but you got to keep pushing. Honey, get you some affirmations even. And so sometimes you can reach out to that person that's always on a positive level. You can connect with them, text back, you know, send positive inspirations back and forth each and every day. Do something to bring you back to your center. Listen, let me give y'all a great example. Again, play next song. The next song is Stepping Hard. We're going to step hard in a minute. Listen, y'all know what I do every day. Every day. I have a commitment to myself, okay? So listen, make a commitment to yourself. This is what I do. I get up every morning. I make my coffee. I have my ritual, honey. I post something positive every single morning on Facebook. I know y'all probably say, well, what is that? That's a commitment to me, baby. See, everybody see it as, well, this person just posting all on social media, y'all. You know, they don't know what they're doing. But it's a commitment to yourself, darling. And so when you post something positive out and you're putting it out in the universe for other people, baby, darling, it's coming back to you. See, listen. Oh, Lord, here we go. See, listen, people, understand this. Understand this. The vibration that you operate on and you put it out in the universe, it's coming back to you. So no matter whatever frequency that you operate on, oh, my God, I felt that. Whatever frequency that you operate on, whatever your vibration is, whatever your energy is, whatever your spiritual level is, wherever you are operating from, honey, when you put it out into the universe, it's coming back to you. Oh, my God. See, you don't understand. The universe is made up of all type of energy. So listen, honey, when you put it out there, when it comes out of your mouth, when it comes out of your spirit, oh, my gosh. And see, it's coming back to you. It's coming back to you. Triple fold, triple fold. I'm telling you. And so listen, you got to understand how to vibrate. You know, the earth is made up of energy all over. Water is energy. Oxygen is energy. Well, you know it or not, when you think about it, water is energy. Whatever you put into your body is energy. Oh, my God, I know we ain't in chemistry. I feel like I'm getting ready to do a chemistry or biology class. But listen, I just want y'all to understand how to operate and how to function, you know, in a whole different level. You know what I mean? Not in the physical. I want y'all to operate in the spirit. See, that's how you get stuff done. You move stuff around in the spirit. Oh, my goodness, that's juicy. But let me get on to this next song because, honey, I am having a good time trying to help y'all be blessed. That's what it's about. I want y'all to be blessed. You know what I'm saying? Put stuff out there. I challenge you on today on Saturday, September 25th. If you're listening to me right now, I challenge you to put something out there positive, no matter what it is, put something out there positive. Give somebody a compliment. Give somebody a gift. Do something nice, and honey, see what happens. Honey, that thing will come back to you triple fold. Watch me, but I tell you, y'all just do that. Okay, now just do that. Now, the next song is by this artist. His name is Eski, E-S-K-I. Oh, boy, that was really delicious. So his name is E-S, and honey, this is going to be great, great. Stepping Hard. We're going to be stepping hard. Now, if you heard me earlier, ladies, I told y'all, stop going out in them streets with a hair bonnet on. If you're a single lady, you ain't going to catch nothing but some fleas out in the street with a bonnet on your head. I don't know if you're trying to, you know, if you got a bonnet on your head and your pajama bottles out in the street, I know you ain't looking for no husband, and I know you ain't looking for no man. If you are, honey, you're going to get the wrong kind, okay? You just going to get somebody that's going to bed with you. Okay, now that's another life lesson. Now let's do Stepping Hard. Let's do Stepping Hard. Let's check it out right now. All right, take a listen. Stepping Hard. Stepping Hard.
Ring the alarm. The fire is on. Ring the alarm. Hefty with a different song. We're stepping up. Yeah, we're stepping up. So we feed up on my feet. We have tied on a pepper pot. We set the place on fire. The place on fire. Here we stepping out, here we stepping out. And yo, the one no shot select, I pull it from the top. We set the place on fire. The place on fire. Them never know me of them style, yeah. Clarity and quality, we no skylark. Girl, your bumper higher than the spoiler. Watch it make me spoiler, she a go on like she a styler. Eyes on me neck, me keep it cool, me wrist a froze. The great me smoker, it a kick off, it a nose. Clean to me bone, no dirt, no dick in a me clothes. I ask me how me do it a road. Tell them say we stepping out, yeah we stepping out. Louis V the palm me feet, we hotter than a pepper pot. We set the place for fire, the place for fire. Here we stepping up, here we stepping up. And you the one that shot, you want to pull it from the top. We set the place on fire, the place on fire. A reggae music, I play this on a joke. Any pandy rock and grade a smoke. It's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's me afloat. And gyal a bubble for me till she get the mouth. And knock the sound and make it bounce. A reggae run the globe. Them vibes that will love no negativity around. I escape on the version with a different sound. Just tell me how my sound. How my sound. We stepping out, yeah we stepping out. So we feed up on my feet, we hotter than a pepper pot. We set the place on fire. The place on fire. Here we stepping up, here we stepping up. And yo, the one no shot select, I pull it from the top. We set the place on fire, the place on fire. Watch you know, them never know we have them style, yeah. Clarity and quality, we no skylark. Your bumper higher than the spoiler. Watch it make me spoiler, she a go on like she a styler.
Ice on me neck, me keep it cool, me wrist a froze. The grease me smoke, I eat a kick off it a nose. Clean to me bone, no dirt, no dick in a me clothes. Ah ooh, ah ask me how me do it a rose. Tell them say me stepping out, and yo me stepping out. Do we beat the on my feet, we have to done a pepper pot. We set the place on fire, the place on fire. Yeah, we stepping up, yeah, we stepping up. And we the one that shot you up, we pull it from the top. We set the place on fire, the place on fire. Yo, can't take the heat in the kitchen, better go on. Them fella sick, you better hold a set them all. Them think we just a tweet, we a general. Check the pot on me a tweet from a barn. The fire is on, ring the alarm. The fire is on.
Baby, 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 baby. He said he's stepping hard, stepping hard. Y'all, let me say something. Okay, that artist's name was Eski, E-S-K-I. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I don't care what you think about reggae music or Rasta. Y'all know, let me tell y'all something. Ooh, let me break this down. I don't know who this is landing on and or who it's for, but it don't matter what you think about people. See, listen, if you're a person that's different or unusual, that's okay. It don't matter what people think about you. What really matters is what you think about yourself. Okay, so let me break this down. And the reason why I said that is because sometimes people don't understand reggae music. Sometimes people don't understand Rasta. You know, when people see people that's different, they look at them real strange and odd, and they be like, they be looking at them all weird and crazy. But sometimes them the ones that's so full of love. And see, I'm going somewhere with this point, because people that sing like reggae music or Rasta, honey, they the most loving people you're going to ever meet on the planet. Now listen, just like Bob Marley, I love Bob Marley, love all his music, you know what I mean? That man was on a whole different vibration. I keep talking about vibration. I know y'all think it's spooky or weird to be talking about vibration. But when I say the word vibration, I'm talking about a spiritual plane. I'm talking about a spiritual level. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get y'all to go somewhere. I'm really am. I'm trying to push y'all to a whole different level so you can operate in a different space than what you used to operate on. See, sometimes when you get so used to operating in first grade, that's all you're going to get is first grade treats. Ain't you ready to graduate? Oh, my God, these lessons is rough today. Ain't you ready to graduate? I know there's somebody out there that's listening to the sound of my voice that's ready to graduate from first grade. Listen, if you keep on doing the same thing over and over again, they call it insanity, okay? So it's time for you to start doing something different, okay? It's time for you to go to the next grade. It's time for you to go to the next step. You know why? Because if you keep operating on the first grade, on the first level, you ain't going to never rise up to the point where you're going to meet your destiny and operate in your destiny. You ain't going to never operate in your born space. And see, listen, if you're trying to operate in your destiny in your born space, you can't get there from in first grade, Keep doing first grade stuff. You know, listen, your destiny and your born space is a place of greatness, greatness. You can't do all kind of stuff in first grade and think you're going to reach your greatness and your destiny. It don't work like that, baby. When you get to your destiny and your greatness, you've gotten to a place where you learn how to treat people. You learn how to treat everybody, okay? Even when it don't feel good in your flesh. See, people that operate in greatness, they do things according to the level of the magnitude that's in their spirit, okay? And so when you operate in your destiny, you operate from a place of love all the time, all the time, all the time. It don't always feel good. Let me tell you something. It don't always feel good to operate to that place. But, honey, even when you are challenged to operate in love, you still do it because, what? You call to operate in your destiny and your greatness. So, listen, people, if you're in first grade and second grade and you're struggling, you're trying to get to the place of greatness, you might even be setting up your own little business, your own small business. You might be doing that, and you're struggling, and you're trying to figure out, well, why this ain't working, what do I need to do? You need to graduate a little bit. You need to graduate to the next level, okay? So, look. You keep attracting problems to you when you stay in first and second grade. When you stay in first and second grade, that means you treating folks any kind of way. You're going to keep getting bullshit thrown at you. Oh, Lord, did I just say that? Yeah. That's pretty tough. So listen, if you keep operating in first and second grade, you're going to get stuff thrown to you. You're going to get all the crap keep coming in. Because you know why it's coming in? It's coming in because that's the vibration you operating on, and it's going to keep coming in to you. So the only way to stop that from coming in to you, you got to operate on a different level. When you push yourself up to a different level of operating, start operating on the level 3 and 4, then you're going to see things start changing around for you, okay? Now, listen, that's what it is. Now, I got another song to play. Oh, wow, that was some deep stuff right there. But listen, this song is called Need Love. This is Antonio Jean. See, Antonio Jean understands how to operate in a place of greatness. You can tell by what he's putting out. You can tell by the music he's putting out. You can tell by his website. You can tell by his pictures and his photos. It represents greatness. See, when you operate from a level of greatness, everything that you're putting out, you're trying to do it to the best of your ability, the best, the very best. And so listen, I'm going to let you hear this song. This is called Need Love. Take a listen to this.
Yeah, take a shot of the douce. Going all in, that's whenever me and you play. You the baddest in the club, I'm a douce. Spoil you with Prada bag, white up.
Hey, baby. No. Antonio's song is need. I got two songs up here, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ told me need love is need. Antonio Jean, let's rock it right, baby. Okay, so this is need, N-E-E-D.
How many times did you say you love me? How many times would you say you care? How many times are you thinking of me? How many times would you say you be there? You've been a
I'm
Hello, hello, hello. That was Need, N-E-E-D, N-E-E-D. And the artist, once again, is Antonio Jean. You know, listening to that song, I am telling you, that song really just makes me want to weep. It really makes me want to weep. It really do, because it is at a level and magnitude is just unbelievable what's coming out of him. And I'm telling you, I am really out of time, but I've got to say this. I have got to say this to Antonio Jean. That song, I'm telling you, that song has movie soundtrack all over it. That song is like screaming soundtrack. Movie soundtrack. That song is just, I'm telling you, it's screaming. Grammy, it's screaming a whole lot of things, because the level of perfection, the level of polish, I mean, it's just polish and it's just perfection. It's just like Simon Cowell ringing the golden buzzer. I mean, that song is like the golden buzzer moment. When I was working for, I'm going to say this real quick. When I was working for U-Haul, I used to work for U-Haul. Oh, my God, I love my job. Love my job. Let me tell y'all something. I used to have so much fun working for U-Haul. You know, and the only thing I was doing, you know, is just trucks and moving. And I would get customers sometime, and I would tell them, you are the golden buzzard customer. And, you know, customer service was my thing. I love to serve people. It just makes me just happy, so much joy. And I would tell some customers, you know, you are the golden buzzard moment. And they would just light up. They would just light up. It was like the best thing they ever heard. So but the reason why I'm saying it is this. That song Need, N-E-E-D, it's a golden buzzer, baby. You know, it's like Simon is just slamming the golden buzzer on you. It's just screaming movie soundtrack. And I'm telling you, it's like that song, you know, the movie, it's like the best love story ever told. The most unbelievable love story ever told. That song, I'm telling you, it's just like somebody needs to write a love story that ain't never been told before in a fashion they ain't never been told before. And I'm telling you, because that song is just like, oh, my God. It's just like Cyndi Lauper opening her mouth. Y'all remember Cyndi Lauper or something? Y'all, I remember her story. You know, everybody thought she was strange, yada, yada, yada. And see, the best thing, you know, when she opened her mouth, it's just like, whoa, you know, you get blown over. And I'm telling you, I can't even put into so many different analogies the magnitude of his greatness that comes out of his mouth. I'm telling you, it is just like movie soundtrack. I'm telling you. I ain't never been so moved and touched by a song. I'm telling you, I've been doing this since 2007. You hear me? I've been doing this on this platform since 2007. Not radio and music. I've been doing that for a long, long, long time. And I'm telling you, that song just really is screaming just greatness and everything. I'm telling you. So artists, when you hear music like that, this is what you need to strive for. When you doing your craft and you're steady trying to perfect your craft, this is what you need to strive for right here. This is the level. I'm not saying his genre is different than, you know, of course, rap and hip-hop and all like that, but if whatever genre that you're producing your movie, your music in, that's what you need to strive for, greatness. Don't stop till you hit greatness, babe, whatever it is, reggae, R&B, hip-hop, you know, classical, whatever you are doing, whatever you're working in, baby, strive for greatness. I'm telling you, because you know what? It's going to pay off. Your greatness is going to pay. It can't help but pay off. And listen, your greatness will attract your prosperity. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, it's going to rain coins on you. It's going to rain coins on Antonio Jean, because he have went through, you know, I don't even really know all his backstory, but honey, it just feel like he have really been through a struggle and a pain. He been through some stuff we probably don't even understand. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, it's just, his stuff is soul touching. That song is soul touching. Woo! Woo! I got to get on up out of here. All right now. This has been the Fierce Female Network. Y'all need to go to iHeartRadio.com and use keyword Fierce Female and do what? Follow. I got to go, and I'm up out of here. Have a great day.
You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it.
She's hold up. Fierce. She's
that girl from fierce. A West Side girl to a...